Everybody knows about Lego.
The guy
here.
Who tears the paper.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Uncorked Gamers. I'm your host, Jeff.
I'm Dan.
I'm Adam.
Yay!
How's
Adam's here. You know what
that means. Yeah, that's right. Adam is here.
Yeah.
I've been gone for what?
2-3 weeks?
No.
Shows?
Yeah.
No, it's been more.
Like 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have some stuff going on.
Yeah. Life stuff.
Life's heavy.
Anyway.
But
welcome back, man.
It means we can finally do what we have been talking about doing for the past couple weeks. We can finally talk about Ready Player One.
Good.
Who wants to go first?
Let's let Adam go first, since this all started with his glorifying praise of this book.
Alright, so I think it was like maybe like 2.5 years, 3 years ago, I found out about this book, and then, I don't know, I was like, whoa, this shit is crazy, and then I went on to Wikipedia, then I found out they were making a movie about this shit, and then I looked it up, because Wikipedia isn't always accurate, but it was, and it's finally happening, and Steven Spielberg is going to direct it.
All right.
It's going to be cray.
I'm actually, I'm pretty down to watch the movie.
Your opinion of the book?
The book's good. I don't know if they're going to be able... There's, like, so much, like, in detail and, like, copyrights. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to cram everything in there. Like, there's, like...
They never do.
There's everything from, like, X-Wing, Gundam to, like, Cowboy Bebop, arcade games, like...
I mean, can they show an X-Wing fighter in a movie without actually having to pay Disney?
No. I'm pretty sure they can't.
Not even, like, a makeshift one?
They can have something that looks like it, but they wouldn't be able to call it an X-Wing.
They'd have to call it like a Y-Wing or something.
I think there's Y-Wings and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the thing is, in the book, it's actually called an X-Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it is a Star Wars ship.
I mean, there's a lot of things in here that are named exactly what they are in real life.
Okay, well, anything that you didn't like about the book?
No, I actually really liked it. That's what I'm going to pick up. Armada, even though I think Armada is going to be like Ender's Game, kind of. A lot of people are already making like comparisons, and the movie rights have already been sold for that, and it hasn't even been released yet.
So is there a release date for the book?
Yeah, I think it comes out like next month.
Okay.
So, who would you say the target audience was for this book? Like, give me age group.
Age group has to definitely be, like, I would say, like, 19 to, like, I don't know, maybe, like, someone, maybe, like, 18 to, like, late 30s or something, or 40s. I don't know.
Interesting. Jeff, you want to go next?
How about you go next, Dan? I want to hear the contrast.
So, yeah, what do you think of it?
Because I think I'm a little more stuck in the middle, so.
Because it's, like, I don't know, it's a different take on, like, the future.
Mm-hmm. I was not a big fan of it. It might be from a different background. I have read a few different sci-fi books and stuff like that, so didn't like it that much in the end. It was more interesting in the beginning, and the further I read into it, the less and less interested I was in it. What? I'd say the age group I would go for this book, based off of the writing style and the complexity of the writing, I'd say somewhere like 16, Twilight age.
What?
Young adult.
So overall, you did not like the book?
No.
Not at all?
I liked certain aspects of it that I wish were more embellished on. Overall, I felt that what he did spend the most time on was stuff that I didn't care about.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Well, I did enjoy the book. I did have issues with it. The number one issue I had with it was character development. This book is focused on Parzival.
Yeah,
it's just focused on him, like pretty much the whole book. And he has a friendship with H, and he has a friendship later on, builds a little friendship with Artemis, but they don't go into too much detail with H or Artemis, and they start
Let's be real candid. We're probably gonna go spoiler.
Oh yeah, heavy. Spoilers, dude. Check it out.
Spoiler heavy.
Check out the description right here. It says spoilers on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we go into any further detail, nothing crazy has been spoiled yet.
Okay, but, I didn't know we could spoil it, so I didn't.
We're spoiling, dude.
Yeah, we're gonna go crazy spoiler. We're gonna go really in depth with this.
Dude, the whole description for this podcast is spoilers.
Okay.
Over and over again.
Well, I might throw some other things like the name of the book and stuff like that in there, but.
But mostly spoilers. So you know there's a relationship with H, and then there's a relationship with Artemis, but I don't think it goes too much into detail about those. We don't really get to know the people.
I say between,
all too much.
Between Parsifal and Artemis is the most
definitely
development there is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they started. I mean,
she gets the most book time besides Parsifal.
Yeah. H actually disappeared for a really long time.
Yeah.
Pretty much up until almost the end of the book, really.
Yeah, and then there's the leader of the Sixers.
Sorrento. I would have liked for them to go more into detail about Sorrento, about what he's all about, his background. You know why? You know, like whether he's being commanded, or if it's actually him that's doing all the funny business, right? That's one aspect of the book that I did not like, is that it was just too focused on one character. And, I mean, towards the end, you know, they start telling you, like, all the stuff about all the other characters, but by then I feel like it's just kind of too late.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it doesn't, you know, if something would have happened to Artemis, or, maybe not so much Artemis, but if something would have happened to H, or the two Japanese characters,
Daito and Shoto.
Yeah, I wouldn't have really cared. I don't think I would have cared. I wouldn't have felt anything.
Something did happen to Shoto.
No, is it Daito or Shoto?
One of them. I can't remember. It was a while since I've read it.
So, and I mean, I didn't feel bad for him. I didn't feel anything, dude, because I didn't know the guy. Like he was there for like a meeting,
a conversation, and then yeah.
He was there for just one meeting, and then
they mentioned him for one dungeon. We're like, I helped them out to be friends.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, he died. Okay, like, and so that was you know, my main problem with it. Other than that, you know, like I like the references. I mean, there's a lot of references that I didn't know about.
Right.
So I was like, there's no way I don't know about this. You know what I mean? I got to look it up. Like, I'm sure I know this song. And I played the song, and I was like, I don't remember this song at all. Like, during the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were things I didn't know.
There were some games. I mean, mostly the computer games and stuff that was on PC, like, I didn't know about, because I didn't grow up with a PC. So I didn't know about any of these
so surprised
PC
that.
Games.
Some of these people still talk about to this day, but, you know, whatever.
My first PC was when I was like 17, dude.
Yes, I had my first PC around that same age, too.
You know what? I don't care.
I still know what the hell Zork is.
Shut up, dude.
Hey, okay, so this is another spoiler alert. Were you surprised at what H really looked like?
I felt, oh my god, that bugged me so much. I felt like it was like, hey, you know, here's all these political hot button issues here. Let me throw these in at the end.
It did feel like that. It did feel like they were just like, let's just make the most diverse character into one. You know what I mean? Like, just throw all these things into one person. And I was just like, okay, I felt like it was a bit too much.
Are you black? Here's a person you can identify with. But, are you also gay? Here's a person you can identify with.
Are you fat? Here's a person you can identify with.
Well, technically, Parsifal's
fat.
Oh,
that's right.
You know what?
She saw herself
no,
like a man.
Because she's fat and black.
And gay.
And gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I relate to all three of those.
And let's not forget that this takes place how many years into the future?
I don't know. I forgot what the year was. What was
the
year?
2025 or something like that? I don't know. It probably says in the beginning of the
book. No way. It's not 2025. That's too soon. That's like Back to the Future soon.
Yeah, he wouldn't have wrote 10 years into the future. You have the book, don't you, Dan?
I do. I don't want to spend too much time trying to read this, but...
It should be like in the first like three pages.
Anyway, it's decent enough in the future. They got fucking virtual reality, right? And
we have virtual reality, damn.
And then he like loses weight.
Have virtual
reality.
No,
yeah, this is the beginning, and technology grows exponentially.
That you can just manipulate with your hands and stuff like that.
Yeah, we can do that now.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not in the same.
We have haptic gloves, dude.
Yeah.
Not in the same breath that it's in this.
Of course. Well, and that's a whole, like, different realm, dude. But I think, okay, so, I thought the relationship was cool. I thought, you know, the whole development of there was cool. I like that. But I didn't like that she disappeared for so long either.
Yeah, but he also disappeared when he was, like, working on himself. Remember, he, like, couldn't log onto his computer until he did enough exercise?
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah, that's right.
He was fat in the beginning.
Yeah, he was fat.
And then he lost weight. He forced himself.
I think he was talking about gaining. Yeah, he was gaining weight.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Because he says he was gaining muscle mass. No, he was gaining weight because he was just sitting around so much.
Yeah, but that's why But that's why he started the exercise thing.
Yeah, which doesn't mean that he was actually fat to start with.
No, it says he was fat in the beginning.
No, it doesn't.
It says he was like husky.
I don't remember that.
Okay, I can't remember. Does he get captured on purpose?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right, he does.
He changes something around where it shows the IOI that he owes them a shit ton of money.
The IOI are the main villains in this whole story.
Yeah, they want to take over they want to get the Easter egg, which is so basically all the money in the world.
Can control Oasis, which is the virtual reality world everybody plays in. And everybody goes to school in.
Not everybody.
Well,
all right, let's break it down. So, it's all about a kid. This guy called Halliday invents his Oasis program with this friend and company that they created.
Og.
With his friend Og and his company they created. He eventually dies, and he leaves his entire stock, which is like 60% of the company or something like that.
All his money, everything.
He leaves everything
that he owns.
To whoever can find this Easter egg that he left behind. And there's like three clues and like three keys.
There's three keys that you gotta acquire open up three gates.
You find the keys through these riddles that he leaves behind. And then you enter the gate, there's a challenge. You go through the gate, there's a challenge, stuff like that, and when you come out of the gate successfully, you get the next part of the riddle to be able to go forward.
The key gives you a riddle.
Right, the key gives you a riddle to where the gate is, there's a riddle for where the key.
Yeah, and then after you clear the gate, it gives you another riddle for the next key and so forth.
The whole thing of the books is everybody's trying to find this this Easter egg.
And pop culture in the future is the 80s.
Yeah, everything revolves around... Basically, this Halliday guy is in love with the 80s, and so he makes everybody else love the 80s.
80s was the best time.
Because of this Easter
90s,
egg. Bro.
80s and 90s was the best years.
So everybody tries to digest all this 80s memorabilia so they can, like, try to figure out the clues, because everything's based around stuff that Halliday liked. Alright. Is it just me? Or do people feel that, Ernest Klein was Halliday in this book?
I mean, he basically just named Halliday. I mean, he's, like, the one who obviously is, like, the fan.
It's a fictional autobiography.
Yeah, like a fictional autobiography of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, some parts, yeah. I mean, you could tell.
The guy has a DeLorean in the picture.
Yeah, he does have a DeLorean. The author of the book has a DeLorean.
You feel that that's something that he shouldn't be doing?
Why
doesn't he have the right to do that?
He was that's, on that shitty network, G4, when it was, like, still
G4
around.
G4 wasn't shitty, dude.
At the end.
Yeah, it was, dude.
I didn't watch it at the end. I saw a lot of
Did
stuff.
Did you watch it on Tech TV G4. In San Francisco?
Yeah.
Me too.
I remember Tech TV before it was G4, yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
Tech TV. Tech TV had the Icon show and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it had the really cool. Martin Shorts or whatever. Or it was like that white dude, and he had the black chick that was his co-host.
Oh, Screw Attack? No.
Yeah, Screw Attack.
It was Screw Attack, yeah.
Screw Attack. I remember on one episode he was drinking a 40.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
Tech TV was crazy back then, dude.
Dude, they did all kinds of shit.
I mean, even G4 had a lot of... Had a lot of adult type of conversations and humor.
Yeah.
They did, and then they started watering it down.
And they started putting Cops and Star Trek on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was just
and Arrested
stupid.
Development.
Oh, so you do remember when it was bad.
Yeah.
That's when it was getting bad. But it got really bad, like, maybe, like, 2 years
It wasn't,
ago.
Dude, this was not supposed to be on the show, dude. This is a show about, like, technology and electronics, yeah. Man. I mean, why are they putting like
Arrested Development?
Yeah, man, why are they putting all these shows on there, dude?
Because nobody was watching it.
I think it's being bought out right now by like GQ or something.
They went the way of MTV.
Basically. Oh, where there's no music videos, yeah, even though it's just, still yeah. music television.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
Yeah, I want to go down that.
What'd you guys think about the challenges of the keys, finding the keys and stuff like the riddles?
I liked them.
I actually did figure out the first one before the book, like, flat out tells you.
It was
like
D&D nerd.
Two or three pages before the book actually told me, but I was like, oh, wait, no, I see what they're doing here. I figured this out. And I, did, I wasn't able
He's
to
do it. He's a D&D nerd, so he knows about that. So.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that world.
Yeah.
So, the.
My favorite one was the first one.
The first one, yeah. I did like that one, too.
Because once you find the key, you go into the Tomb of Horrors module from...
It was the skeletons.
I love the yeah. fact that this guy's just kind of, like, chilling right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. The skeleton dude is just, like... I mean, just picturing that
with
some dude, jewels. Like, just, like... Yeah, just sitting there just kind of looking at you. You know what I mean? It's like, kind of, it's really scary and intimidating. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially because you don't know what's going to happen. And I thought that was a cool scene in the book.
Yeah. So you Tomb of Horrors is exactly like the original second edition D&D module. Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, secondly. The numbers confuse me sometimes. And it's exactly like that, all the same traps, stuff like that. And at the end, you have to fight the Skeleton Lich King guy in the game of Joust. Right?
Yeah.
You beat him 2 out of 3, gets you the key. Right?
Yeah.
You take the key to that first gate. You jump in that gate, and what's the challenge?
Being in a movie.
Reciting single line that Matthew Broderick said in the movie War Games.
You know, I watched the movie War Games because of that book. And
really?
I was like, War Games sucks.
I've never actually seen War Games.
It's really? On Netflix if you feel like watching it.
Okay. Well,
Dan, would you say that movie sucks?
It was popular for its time. I mean, it's decent if we're
when did you watch it?
When I was younger, and that's the problem. We're watching it. You guys would be watching it
for the
too
first
old.
Time. Yeah,
at this point, right? Like it's a kids movie. So the younger you are, the more you're going to appreciate it for what it is.
Kind of like the same way my kids probably wouldn't appreciate Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Miguel doesn't appreciate Labyrinth.
Why not?
Yeah. What? Cool.
Didn't she watch it as a kid?
Dude, no, she watched it recently.
You know, I watched it as a grown man. I was like, why the fuck didn't I watch this as a child? This shit is crazy.
Well, I think David Bowie creeps her out in that movie.
No, David Bowie was the best in that movie, dude.
Dude, why are they showing his dick off like that so much, man? There's children.
Because it's David Bowie, dude.
David Bowie's cool, dude. David Bowie can do whatever the hell he wants.
You can't
man.
Help it with David Bowie. Dude. I mean, they tried. They were like, more fabric.
That movie.
David
crazy.
Bowie's afraid of Americans.
Who directed that? Didn't like Steven Spielberg help with that movie?
I don't know.
I don't really don't
because
remember
that,
dude.
That little midget guy. He's some parts. Sometimes he's like electronic, like he's like mechanical, and then sometimes he's like a midget. But like, and then some scenes he's a puppet. Like, but it's really good,
bro.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Henson was involved in that, so a lot of the puppets were really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he has to recite all Matthew Broderick's lines in the movie War Games, and that's pretty much where the books started going downhill for me.
Why? What didn't you?
I didn't like that part either, to be honest with you, because I didn't know it either.
Well, I knew it, but I was just like, really, you go from this awesome thing where you have to like figure out the Tomb of Horrors and like figure out the traps and play like joust against his like and then to like recite the lines of a movie. Oh.
Was you didn't like the jump from video games to
pop culture
different
movie.
Type of media? Yeah. Is that what it was?
I honestly feel if the game was more focused around like one form of media, I would have enjoyed it probably better. So that might have been something to do with it, but I just feel like the complexity of like the first challenge, kind of, and then like from then on the complexity of each challenge just kind of just got smaller and smaller to the point where he wouldn't even go through it.
The fact that they repeat that challenge is something that I didn't like. That they had to do
one?
It again further down in the book.
Mm-hmm.
They did it was I mean it's the same thing. It's the same challenge. Just because it's a different movie doesn't make it the same. Or that doesn't make it different. You know what I mean? It was still reciting the movie. It was the same challenge. I wished it would have been just something different, something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hasn't been done, you know, in the past challenges, but yeah.
I think the other thing that bothered me was like this is what I wanted, right? I wanted to find out, I want to focus on the keys and the challenges, right? That's what was going to get me in this book. Those challenges are going to be complex and crazy and, like, super hardcore, and it'd be, like, difficult and stuff like that. But, like, each challenge, except for that first one, like, each key find and challenge thing after that was kind of, like, glazed over. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, actually, the biggest thing that bugged me about this book, oh, yeah, no, I remember this, because I mastered this. I mastered Joust, yeah. I remember when I was playing Joust with H, I became really super
That's
good.
That's fine, though. Joust is
Everything.
Fine.
Everything. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, War Games? No, yeah, I have this entire movie memorized. Okay, yeah, I can get this. Oh, yeah, with this challenge? No, yeah, no. I remember beating that like 1,000 times. Okay, yeah, no problem. There was never any difficulty in any of the challenges for these people.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he
What about like... the one with the, where they had to get the 40 credits because he knew he wasn't going to be able to do it?
Okay, that was it. I guess you're right. There was one.
Bam.
There was one they spent like 5 sentences on.
But he studied like that shit. What was that shit called? That Halliday, like everything that he liked and stuff like that.
Yeah, the almanac.
The almanac. Yeah, he studied that.
Well, that's my problem though.
Like, and he had a lot of time and he was poor and he couldn't get on the internet, so he would get like, or he would get those games and shit like that, all the emulators, and he would just play them.
That's the thing. I wish he had more difficulty.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
More of a challenge, more of a journey that he would have had to gone on. Instead of just like, I'm poor.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, and I agree. It shouldn't, everything shouldn't have been so easy. I was gonna say something, I totally forgot. Something about the challenges.
Like, it should, the fact that he was low level and everybody was like level 99 already, stuff like that, that should have played more into it. It shouldn't have been like, oh, I'm low level, it sucks, it's really hard for me to do anything. Oh, I got money from beating the first challenge, now I'm level 99.
It was level like 9, dude. He jumped up like...
Well, he jumped out like quick, like it was never a problem for him to be low level, because as soon as he got that first challenge... That
he it was out. A problem for him, though, because he couldn't travel.
Yeah, no, but that had nothing to do with his level.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he have to kill pigs?
It did. It had a lot to do with his level because being at a low level, he can't fight, like, he can't fight monsters that are in different worlds. He can't travel. He can't fight monsters. He can't level up quickly. Right.
So how long was that a problem for him?
Until he beat the first challenge.
Right. The first challenge. Like, a third of the book in.
Well, he got a little money.
No more
He got
problems.
A little money, but he still wasn't, like, high level.
He wasn't super high.
He wasn't super high, but it never came up. The whole level problem never came up ever again. By the end of the book, you're right. He's 99. No, it doesn't matter. Level doesn't really matter in this.
Well, maybe that'll happen in the movie. I don't know.
Hopefully it happens in the movie.
Okay, so what about the real world? Would you guys... I mean, most of the book is played out
in the Oasis.
In the virtual world, yeah. So, would you have liked more real world stuff happening in the book?
All right. So let's for people that aren't sure, just want to hear us talk about it. The real world is set in the future, some indeterminate amount of time. There is a fossil fuel shortage, so everything's gone to shit. Basically, people are starving. Everybody's poor. There's a RV stacked on top of each other to make little like apartment complexes, basically. They're totally unsafe and stuff like that, and everything's based around this Oasis game, and everybody just forgets all their problems by playing this Oasis game.
Which is one of that was a problem with Og too, I think, and even Halliday had an issue with that people were just getting too immersed in just escaping their problems through his game world, and that's not what he wanted it to be. But I mean, people just find it easy to escape from.
That's not what he wanted it to be, but hey, let's put every single thing you ever need to do inside of this game world, like school and work. And
school came later, though.
It did come later.
I mean, it was established that it was just basically a video game at first, and then they started building upon it. But it wasn't meant to be a school. It wasn't meant to be all these businesses, like actual businesses. You know what I mean? People have jobs through the Oasis now and stuff like that, but it wasn't like that in the beginning.
You couldn't use your avatar to go to school, right?
No, you couldn't use your... You wouldn't be able to use your name.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to
use your avatar's name.
So yeah, you could have like some crazy like 6 foot tall like brute guy.
Yeah.
Like in class with like horns and like green hair.
Oh no, wait.
They didn't allow that at school, remember?
Yeah, I think it was like a regular skin.
So you had to use your regular one.
Yeah, that's true. I think that, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
He couldn't get off his school planet, right? Because, like, the school planet isn't very big.
Like,
he couldn't get off because he couldn't afford it.
Yeah,
he couldn't afford to.
He'd get off. He'd get off, go to a little area, and then come back. But it would take, like, his entire
Not the planet.
Yeah.
The planet was, like, real small, and I think he was killing
But he would him. He would get rides, though. That's the thing. Like, he wouldn't actually do it on his own. He'd have to get a ride from somebody.
Yeah.
And then kill enough. Yeah, but he had to kill enough, enemies to actually build up the money to
teleport himself.
To teleport himself back, yeah. Otherwise, he'd be kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the real world thing. Okay, I started getting really excited when he had an interview with Sorrento.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, you know, all right, this is getting good right here. And so
yeah, Sorrento looked really good in that.
No, interview. He was, dude. Yeah, he definitely was, and he. You know, he starts giving him all the options, you know, hey, come work for us, you know, we'll give you this, and, you know, we have a job, you got a bonus, sign-up bonus, and then once we reach the egg, you get whatever it was, $1 million or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
enough to, you know, for him to live comfortably. And then he's like, okay, you know, how about this, you know, how about I take over your job? And,
get more money,
and Sorrento was just kind of like, you know, he was pissed off, and then, I guess his superiors were like, yeah, you're basically fired. And so the guy's like, you know, so when can I start, or when can you leave? And, you know, I thought that whole interview right there was just super awesome, and it really got me into it. And then, you know, once I gave him the third option,
yeah,
you know,
the point of the guy is like, oh, no, I was just joking, I don't want you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he basically tells him to go fuck a duck.
Yeah.
That's exactly, yeah, what he said, go fuck a duck. And
strangely,
I'm going to use that. So at some point in my life, I'm going to use that phrase. Go fuck a duck. So basically, he turns into a villain at that point. Into a true villain. Because, yeah, I mean, he was always the villain.
Yeah.
But now he's talking about murder. And,
yes, that third option.
That third option was a pretty beastly option.
It was, tell us what you know, or here's your house, I'm going to blow it up.
Oh shit! That's right. Yeah. That does happen.
Yeah,
and then he blows it up.
Yeah, he went. He followed through.
So the tweaker aunt dies.
Yeah, Tweaker dies. The sweet old lady dies.
That's right. That's fucked.
His entire stack.
Yeah, but the whole stack is like a couple people, like a lot of people actually.
No, it's a lot, dude. It's a lot of people. Yeah, it's like it's basically a skyrise. I mean, it's a skyrise.
Everybody crams into each RV and stuff like that. They pull those things out.
It's like a New York building with apartments.
Yeah.
Basically. And that's a stack. Except it's all trailers, but.
Yeah. It's all horribly put together.
So yeah, I mean, this stuff's happening out in the real world, but then it all just fades away again into the virtual reality world.
And then they bring it back again near the end when they kill Daito.
Daito, yeah. And then there's a little bit of traveling. There's not much said about it, and you know, when he gets his new apartment and stuff like that. But I really wish there would have been more stuff happening out in the real world.
Yeah, wait,
not just focus so much on the virtual reality
world. They go meet up at what's his name's house?
Oz.
That's who was in the room. Remember when like the stack of books knocks over?
Yeah. But I mean, I would have liked some more real world stuff.
Yeah,
I would have liked
not so much focusing on the virtual world.
Yeah. I would have liked that instead of it being based in the future, as post-apocalyptic future, he just made the main character based in Brazil in the favelas, because that's pretty much what that was.
I think you're obsessed with that. Yeah. I never heard that word until you, and like I think I've heard it like 7 times.
I think each time we were talking about the same book.
I don't think I've mentioned it to you 7 times. I've heard
it said in front of me 7 times when you were
exactly
present.
7 times.
It might be one of those things that once you hear it once, you start noticing it more.
I do.
Yeah.
Kind of like the car. When you buy a car, you start seeing your car all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I mean, but yeah, I mean, the stacks, that was basically just favelas. So
what's wrong with that?
So why not just make it favelas?
No.
No, dude. Now everybody has favelas, dude.
What was the point, though? I mean, like, really?
Maybe he didn't
because
know.
They're poor. They're so poor.
I guess, yeah, sure.
Like that. The world isn't what you wanted it to be.
So,
the world is what Ernest Cline wanted it to be.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is exactly what he wanted it to be.
But, I don't know. I don't know.
Defend the book, Adam.
Okay. How about, 1 to 10? A 1 to 10.
A 1 to 10 scale?
1 to 10 scale.
10 being the best.
1 being the worst.
Alright, let's start with Adam.
I'd say, it's like, I would say like an 8.
I would give it, I'm stuck between 6 and 7, so I'll give it 6.5.
I'd give it like a 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very different. All three of us.
Yeah. I mean, there's a subset of sci-fi and fantasy and stuff like that that just this book kind of falls into, and it's not my cup of tea. It's a book with a lot of deus ex machina and stuff like that, where like whenever there's something that you can't overcome, we'll hear somebody that comes and helps them out to do it. Where I like more of the characters having to overcome their own obstacles and challenges and having their own hardships instead of having it just be written out. But there's, you know, there's an entire subset of fantasy and sci-fi books that do that. They're very popular and stuff like that. It's just not my cup of tea. That's pretty much where this book, I feel, falls into. And the pop culture references sometimes just, why even put them in there? I'm there for like 2 sentences. I'm like, I don't care at this point. If it's not important to the book, why is it in there?
That's always
detail.
Just add
gotta paint a picture, Dan, with words.
And that was my problem, though, because I felt like it was written for, like, a 16-year-old, right? But based off the writing style and stuff like that. So, like, all these references that were thrown in there, like, I get them, but in my head, I'm like, a 16-year-old's probably not going to know what half of this shit
is. No, that's why I didn't say 16.
I felt at times the book was a little condescending.
Mm.
Mostly in the beginning.
Like he would describe the pop culture references in detail for some of them, but some of them like not at all.
Yeah.
So it confused me. I was like, "Who's this book for?"
I mean, there's a lot of things that are just kind of common knowledge nowadays, and I didn't feel like he needed to explain certain stuff. You know what I mean? I was just like, "Okay, dude, come on." Like, I know this, everybody else knows this, you know what I mean? Like, obviously your book isn't written for somebody who doesn't like video games, you know what I mean? People who are going to read this book are people who like video games.
Yeah.
I mean, just Ready Player One is a title for video game nerds. It's, that's the main target. It really is.
Such a good title. I like the title so much.
I mean, but it's obviously, like, you know, the target is video game nerds. Or just, you know, whatever, maybe even casual players, whatever. When it comes to an age group, I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like it's definitely someone around my age that grew up in the 80s and 90s. I mean, I was a little kid in the 80s, but I still remember the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's like, you know, it's definitely people in my age group. Definitely that. I mean, and if it's even younger people than that, and I would believe it just because of the explanations, you know, that just, you know, this guy's, you know, people who are younger are going to read my book and they might not know about this.
So no, Pac-Man's about a yellow ball that eats little pellets.
I mean, everyone knows Pac-Man, dude.
Yeah, but as an example.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making a Pac-Man movie.
No, they're not.
Yes,
no,
they are.
It's not a Pac-Man movie.
It's a movie that features Pac-Man.
Yeah.
It's video games. A lot of video games.
I'm actually kind of want to see that movie, even though it's an Adam Sandler movie.
It's something that I have to watch.
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
Even though I know it's not a great movie, I still have to watch it.
Probably not going to be.
I saw Fast and Furious.
The sixth one?
The new one.
Or is it the one? Wait, what number? Is it seven?
Yeah. Seven.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know who's in it? Tony Jaw.
I don't know who the hell that is.
You know who
that
is?
Oh, it's that guy who is in that movie.
He's
in that movie, Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought you guys would know who that was.
That guy, the protector guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who it is now.
Yeah.
No, that's that Cambodian guy, or is it Cambodia?
Yeah.
Wait, that Ong Bak guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's in it, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say that I think the book will make a better movie than it did a book for me. Because then the pop references will pop. You know, I'll be like, oh, hey, that was Pac-Man. Oh, that was Galaga and stuff like that. I'll be able to see it. It'll be more engaging for me.
I really hope that when they play Joust, it's an actual cabinet of Joust.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to be like some CG crap. You know, I want it to be an actual cabinet with the game Joust and them actually playing it. That's what I want.
It'd be a lot easier for them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I want to see that Pac-Man kill screen.
I mean, seriously, like, it would be cool if they actually play the game. If they really play the game. If they practice and they make the actors practice enough to actually get good at the game. You know what I mean?
That'd be so awesome, dude. Get at that.
Not really. I mean, the Pac-Man, that's okay. Whatever, dude. Do whatever you want with Pac-Man, because that game is, like, nearly impossible to get a perfect game, dude.
Actually, well, I mean, there are people who have gotten perfect games.
They are people, dude, but it's, like, it's super difficult, dude. But we're talking about PvP, though. When it comes to Joust, dude, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude. As long as it's a close game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if the movie's going to be good, they have to spend more time with the challenges and make the challenges seem more, like, involved and stuff like that.
And they will be in the movie. Like, I mean, a book can go...
Except for the War Games one.
Because the book... I was careful to go through all the traps. You know, I knew where all the traps were, and I just went around them. But, you know, in the movie, he'll actually see them, like, kind of weaving in and out of all the stuff. You know what I mean?
Hopefully.
So it'll make... Yeah, well...
Yeah, they could just go like, oh yeah, I found it. I got the key.
It'll definitely make for a good movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they do it right, obviously.
Which it'd be cool to see Mechagodzilla fight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Voltron.
Voltron never even gets to form, dude.
Yeah.
God damn it. I wish Voltron was there. I used to have a Voltron.
And there was the
I had all the lines that connected and stuff. It was really cool.
The Robotech Veritech fighter. I want to see that in the movie. I love Robotech.
Ultraman. I never actually watched Ultraman. But I knew of Ultraman when I was a kid, you know what I mean? Like, I knew who he was, but I never actually, like, saw it.
Like, it was so, like, I knew him by the Japanese name before I ever knew him by Ultraman, because that was the first one I ever heard. I remember what it is now, but I was like, oh, who's Ultraman? I was like, oh, this guy from, like, the show I've never seen in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But people knew him, though.
Then the Japanese Spider-Man.
Oh.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's in there. So I wonder if they'll have a Japanese Spider-Man.
I wonder, is there copyright issues with other countries?
There are, because it's still technically Marvel properties, but I think that technically they just made their own version of Spider-Man.
They called him Spider-Man.
So I think that's different.
Yeah.
Spider-Man never had a match.
I'm actually looking forward to the movie. And I really hope
I'm curious about the
movie. I hope they take their time and just do it right.
I'm curious to see how it'll turn out, because I do think it'll probably be better as a movie than it was as a book, from my personal opinion.
Who do you think's gonna play the fat lesbian black chick?
Someone from Catfish?
I think it's gonna be that girl from Community.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Precious.
Oh, Precious from that movie, Precious?
Precious!
That's what the movie's called, right? Yeah. It's called Precious, yeah.
Who do you think's gonna play?
I couldn't watch that whole movie.
Who do you think's gonna play Artemis?
That movie was really hard to watch.
Hopefully Ariana Grande.
No, I don't think so.
She's white. Highs.
No, it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be.
What do you mean she's white? Well, Artemis wasn't.
Yeah, Artemis is white. I think it's gonna be Emma Watson. That's her name, right? The girl from Superbad.
I hope not.
She's hot trot. Right,
I forget.
Now,
they were looking at somebody
blue eyes,
to play.
Blue eyes.
Oh, you know what else would be good? That would probably still look young enough. That girl from the Hit Girl from the Kick-Ass movies.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah,
she gets cast and shit like that. So yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's a young adult now.
Or maybe that girl from Divergent.
Like Lisa Rain or something.
I don't know, but she's a cool. I liked her in that movie in Kick-Ass.
I didn't like Kick-Ass 2.
No, Kick-Ass 2 was just kind of lame.
Who thinks they play the male version of H, the Avatar version?
That's what they were talking about, like how that's going to work.
You just get two different actors.
It better not be CG.
No, they'll probably have an actual person play it. But I mean, you can change your voice in the game, so they're just going to have two different people play it. One in the game, one out of the game.
Yeah.
Easy as that.
That's so weird. They're going to have two people playing one character, but I don't know. It's so weird.
They never share screen time.
Yeah, I know that.
So, I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. The main character, I have no idea who would play.
They can if they do a split screen.
I don't know what they would.
I don't know. Just a thought. Parzival. I don't really know what... Do they describe him in more detail in the book?
His avatar, not so much. His character, he's like just pasty, doughboy, white kid.
He's just like some average-looking dude. Yeah. Like, there's like... No, not really.
So it's going to be the, what's his face? Spider-Man? The original Spider-Man guy? Not the original Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire? Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
Nah, he might be too old.
Too old by then.
Because he's a kid. He's in high school.
They've done this, though.
Yeah, this isn't a Fast and Furious makeup movie, okay?
I feel like they have better choices that out, but I just can't put my finger on one.
I don't know. Can't think of any newer kids.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, there's our opinion on Ready Player One. We hope it was worth your wait. So, yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, just if you're going to pick up the book, we've obviously spoiled all of it for you. But if you still want to read it anyway, I mean, just go in knowing that it's does actually have differing viewpoints, despite what the rest of the world will tell you. There are some people that don't necessarily think it's amazing. Unlike I was led to believe, because all I ever heard about it was praise. I never heard anybody with like a negative comment, like Will Wheaton, something. Like, Will Wheaton, it's in the book. Freaking president of the Oasis.
Are you shooting shots at somebody?
Are you gonna read Armada or no?
I mean, yeah, I probably won't go out and buy it. If somebody lets me borrow it, if it shows up in the loot crate, I might.
Right. It's actually pretty cheap. I looked. You can pre-order it. It's like...
Oh, what, the Kindle version?
No, like a book. Like
I didn't buy no Kindle version.
Is Will Wheaton going to read it?
Nah, I don't know.
As written by Will Wheaton.
Oh, yeah, the audiobook, yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny that he's the one that reads the audiobook for his book, and he's in the book.
He's also, like, one of the loudest people as far as, like, praising his book, too.
Really?
That I've heard, yeah.
Well, is it because his name's in it, or was his name in it after?
And he had to read it.
Because he sent drafts to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
In the epilogue.
Maybe put Will Wheaton's name in prologue. There. So Will Wheaton would like champion it because you know.
Is it prologue or epilogue? I can't remember.
Epilogue. Epilogue's at the end.
Yeah, epilogue. Yeah. That's the one I want. Will Wheaton.
Did anyone get Mortal Kombat?
Oh man, I really want Mortal Kombat.
You ain't gonna get no Goro.
Yeah, I can. It's a DLC character.
It is.
Yeah.
That was.
I mean, it might not be a DLC character now, but it will be.
You gotta get that PS. You got life problems.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, since we're talking about Mortal Kombat, let's talk about Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Right. So,
have you seen gameplay?
Yeah, I watched a little bit. Actually, I was getting kind of mad. I watched a little
bit. Shut up, Dan.
And I was starting to get mad because I can't get it on a PS3, and so I was like,
Oh, I got delayed for PS3 and Xbox 360. Versions got delayed, and they don't have. I don't think they released a date for it either.
I want it,
but that's why you need to get a PS4.
They didn't bring back babyalities though, or friendships.
I really want friendships. I want friendships so bad.
Do they have animalities?
I want cats.
No,
they don't have animalities.
No.
Oh my god, man. What are they doing?
They have faction kills.
That's dumb.
Right? Yeah, they have the whole faction thing. I remember that.
So. And each faction has several different fatalities. The brutalities are back in a different form. Now it's just not, you know, a huge pummeling of punches and kicks until they blow up. it's actually part of the moves now. Like, it's a regular move, but, you know, if their life is low enough, then, I don't know how it works, so you can do different, two punches or something like that instead of, like, one punch, and I'll do the brutality instead, and so the move, the brutality is incorporated into that move. They have, what else do they have? They have fatalities.
No, it's not more combat. It doesn't have at least fatalities.
They need.
I haven't seen any pit fatalities so far.
No.
Any,
it's gotta be level fatality.
I mean, there's gotta be, but I just haven't seen one yet.
They need to bring back the Toasty guy.
Toasty!
And they should make...
They really should bring back all these classic, all this classic stuff, dude. They really should.
It would be, and like, I mean, like, not even improve it.
MK10.
I don't care. There's stuff that just, is just cool to have in every single one of them.
This is their 10th one. They should have all this stuff in there.
Could you imagine you're just playing and it's like the one from like 95, the guy who pops out in the corner?
Yeah, and I wouldn't want an upgraded picture of him. I want that picture. And I want the same sound bit too, like the same one.
If I saw it, I would probably cry.
Dude, it would be so awesome.
He would buy a PS4 that right
every time I saw that, I would hold down and press start. Just to see.
Dude, yeah.
You get that reference, Dan?
I can't believe they don't have
You don't get that reference, do you, Dan?
Yeah, I wasn't that into Mortal Kombat back then.
I bet you weren't.
Yeah.
They're the best.
But, overall, I think it appeals to me. I saw a lot of gameplay of it, and it really does appeal to me, and I really want it. But I can't afford it right now.
What's,
I'd probably spend a lot of time playing that game if I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Dead or Alive. Did you hear about that?
What happened?
For the PC version, people have already done nude mods.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not that...
Dead or Alive would have been the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to come up with a nude...
I mean, there's Skyrim and Oblivion nude mods. I mean, for the lizard people.
They did one... they did one... What?
For the lizard people, yeah. You can get nude mods for them. If you want to see nude lizard people running around.
Are they good looking?
If you think a lizard with boobs is good looking.
Yeah, I do.
All right, then. You're covered. If you buy it.
Wait, but lizard's not furry, is it?
No.
Mm.
Scaly. It's a scaly.
Yeah, I don't think I like it anymore.
Well, they have cat people. You do with them.
Felicia?
Not that good.
It's all about that Felicia.
Felicia's not bad.
Fatal Frame 5.
Oh, yeah!
It wasn't going to come. They said no. It wasn't gonna come over here.
Yeah, it was like it's been out like what 2-3 years in Japan now or something like that.
Has it?
It's been out. It's already been out in Japan. I'm pretty sure about that.
5?
Yeah.
No, we didn't get 4.
No, I'm saying
for the Wii U, and then finally we're getting 5.
Oh, so
now
okay.
Now we get to use the Wii U controller
as the camera. You gonna get that?
Fatal Frame.
Yeah.
It's a survival horror game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We were talking about this already. Yeah. We already talked about this.
But I talked about it when it wasn't coming over here.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They
confirmed it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I love horror games.
It's about time somebody does something cool with that thing.
I mean, I'm still waiting on PT.
Yeah, that's... Who knows what's going to happen to that.
There was also just to finish out the Mortal Kombat that I want to talk about. So it seems like the netcode is all right, but I think it only seems like it's all right because it is region locked. So,
wow.
If they opened it up, I don't know how well it would go. It just doesn't. I mean, I think they region locked it for a reason because they just kind of suck at the whole PvP thing.
Yeah.
I mean, NetherRealm, I think, is pretty famous for doing that, too. Wouldn't be the first time they did that. And also, the microtransactions in Mortal Kombat 10.
Every game has
so,
them.
So, can't pull off those super easy fatalities. The ones that are just like down, forward, back, high punch. Well, now you can just buy easy fatalities.
Oh, my God.
Push one button for a fatality.
No.
You can buy 5 easy fatalities for 99 cents, or, here's a better deal, get a pack of 30 for only $5.
That's so fucking lame. Are you serious?
Save a whole dollar, dude.
Dude, that's so stupid. Because that's not how it works. If you were in the arcade, or you were playing at someone's house, if you accidentally fucked up, you might end up just giving
well,
them,
it
like,
only happens.
Punch.
It only happens during the finish 'em scene, but
yeah.
You can also, and I know if you, I don't know if you guys have played the other fatalities where there's a crypt and you can unlock things in the crypt with the coins that you collect.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You collect coins throughout the game for whatever, you know, fighting, going up, you know, doing the story mode and all this stuff, and you can open up crypts for money. For the coins that you collect, and open up new fatalities, open up new characters. stuff like that.
Okay.
But if you want to unlock the whole crypt, all the crypt, then you can just pay $20 and everything's unlocked. So you don't have to go through, you don't have to do all the work.
Kind of takes all the fun out of
it. It does. It's not something that I would.
Because then you're not working towards anything.
Number one, it seems like a waste of money for me.
Yeah.
I mean, fatalities are easy to pull off, dude. It's not complicated. It's just like down, forward, back, back, dude. That's it. That's it. Down, down, down. Back, back, forward. It's not hard.
It's like back, back, down.
Yeah, but you know.
I mean, if it was like the Ultras in Street Fighter, like especially the one, Guile's Ultra, that whole motion where you have to hold back, and then you go down, forward, and then down, back, and then, across, and then you gotta jump to, jump forward. I mean, there's ways you can go around without actually having to do those exact motions.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just kind of, it's a little awkward to do. It's a little awkward to do. And, I mean, you gotta practice it a little bit before you start getting it down. But, I mean, it's nothing like that. It's just, it's a lot simpler. You just have to be in the right spot. That's all it is.
You know what, man? I mean, there's like the whole finish him and you got like 20 seconds to do it. There's all that pressure.
You ain't got no 20 seconds. You got like 5 seconds. Dude.
5 seconds. There's all that pressure on you.
That's even more pressure.
And then does it.
Then he just falls over.
Damn it. I wish I had an easy fatality button. And you know what? It's not the first time this has actually been easy fatalities in a Mortal Kombat game. I think Mortal Kombat 3 that had a menu where you can actually choose to do easy fatalities, which was a one button press fatality.
Mm.
And I don't think you had to unlock that in the menu, but I'm not sure. You might have actually have to go through something before you can do that. But I don't think you did. But yeah, I mean, they haven't done it. I mean, it's not the first time they've done it, but now they're actually charging for it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of lame. I hope people don't spend too much money with this stuff. I really do.
Maybe find somebody online and be like, man, this guy always gets a fatality on me. Oh.
Seriously, if you're going to spend money on Mortal Kombat 10, spend it on DLC stuff. Don't spend it on this. You know, work to get to open up the crib. Like, just work for it.
Let's show them that we don't like.
Save your $20 and get yourself like, you know, the DLCs are going to be like $5.
Yeah.
You know, get your 4 DLCs, get all the characters instead of like paying for all this stuff. Seriously, come on.
Yeah, all this stuff you're going to unlock eventually anyway. Yeah.
It's easy.
We got a couple quick news things I want to throw out real quick. Black Ops 3, that's confirmed. It's the next Call of Duty. Black Ops 3. The PlayStation Vita, the next update is going to give it a 30% memory boost, so it'll run faster. Hopefully that means that Sony will put out some cool games on it again. Who knows? Probably not.
How does it give it a memory boost? Are you talking about the actual new
like the hardware? OS and stuff like that?
No, the OS?
Oh. Yeah, like it's going to be using less RAM and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, it'll be faster. Hearthstone is a popular game, card game. On computer, stuff like that, by Blizzard. You can now get it on your Apple and Android phones.
They were talking about that for a while, weren't they? Mm-hmm. About having them, that it was going to come to phone devices.
Now it finally has.
Handheld devices.
Or phones. The director of Kingdom Hearts 3 says that the development on that game is running smoothly, and we should expect to see something near the end of the year.
Did you play that game?
The Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2?
Or even just the first one, anyone?
Yeah, I played them.
You played them both? Yeah. Did you beat them both?
Yeah.
I got stuck on Tarzan.
I got stuck on. I beat the first one, but
I couldn't figure out what to do. I went back to like the districts. I couldn't figure it out. Like
you just kind of gave up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like honestly, I didn't like the whole Disney aspect. I didn't really care for that.
All right, yeah, I actually like kill it for you since that's like half the game.
M U N N Y.
Yeah.
I tried to beat Sephiroth. I beat the game. I beat the game.
Yeah.
And then I went back and tried to beat all the hard boss fights.
Yeah. Like
the extra boss fights. And I went to go, fight Sephiroth and he kept killing me and I just threw my controller and gave up on the game. I was just like,
I think
cue Sephiroth, cue game, done.
I think my brother beat him, but he really was into doing the like final challenge stuff in games. So like that was like that's why he played.
I like it too, but I just couldn't beat Sephiroth, man.
But yeah, I mean, I saw him do Sephiroth a couple times. He was really pissed at Sephiroth more so than any of the other bosses.
The one that was really difficult.
You
for
ever
me...
actually watched somebody beat Sephiroth?
Yeah,
they make it look so easy.
My friend actually beat Sephiroth.
They're like, oh yeah, no, it's not that big of a problem. You know, you just dash over here, heal up, dash back, and just hit him a bunch. I'm like, what? It's not that easy.
Yeah, it's not. But there was and I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one, where there was the clock tower ghost.
Oh yeah,
was it? I think that might have been the first.
That is the first.
It wasn't the first one. Yeah, something about you can only hit him with magic.
Yeah,
which was really super annoying for me, and that was actually even harder for me than Sephiroth, and I gave up on that one real quick, and then I just started focusing on Sephiroth until he kept beating me, and I gave up. But I think there was another boss, right?
Yeah, there was the desert one. That was like a weird like mechanical.
Yeah, I don't even think I tried that guy.
Yeah, I think it was like supposedly the easiest one out of them or something like that.
That was my problem. I didn't start with him. But it was Sephiroth, dude. I had to start on Sephiroth, dude. It's freaking Sephiroth.
Alright, so games and goals for the Xbox. Let's see here. We got for Xbox One, we got Metro 2033 Redux and Metro Last Light Redux. If you haven't played those games and you got an Xbox, get them. They're good. They're straight up good. So those are 40% off. Okay, so these are just on sale. And the Metro, the bundle is 50% off. Same for the 360 version. Evil Within and NHL 15 are both 50% off as well. And Defense Grid 2 is 75% off.
How much is Evil Within? Oh, that's for the Xbox.
Yeah, it's for the Xbox. Star Wars Battlefront is going to be playable first on Xbox One. All thanks to EA Access, because it's going to be available on EA Access before release. Destiny, House of Wolves.
Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer.
You gotta watch that trailer.
I gotta watch that trailer? Alright, I'll watch that trailer.
Dude, let's go back to character development.
Right.
Right? In Destiny the game, there's only a few characters, very few characters, that actually were developed in the game. And I think the Queen was one of them. The Queen and the Brother. Right? There was something about it.
They were distinct.
Yeah, they were distinct. But nobody... What else? There has to be. The Exo girl.
Right. The Wanderer.
Whatever her name is. I don't think they actually mentioned her name.
I don't even remember.
But her, like, it was her, and then the Queen and the Brother.
Yeah.
The only three characters that I actually like, you know, had some kind of interest in.
I mean, the Grimoire cards were more interesting than the actual story in the game.
The speaker, whatever. He's just kind of there, but there's nothing really interesting about him. So I just like the fact that they're coming back to the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a Queen's Bounties and stuff like that. Yeah. They only did that. They did it at the beginning of the game and then just kind of died. But I really like the trailer. The trailer's really awesome.
I'm going to have to watch that. It comes out May 19th. So the day the league was right. But I'm not sure if you heard about this. No new raid.
Yeah.
It's not going to have a raid. Which is like the only thing people really like about Destiny are the raids, pretty much.
I think that they're going to do something raid-like.
They say a raid is coming, but it's not going to come out with House of Wolves. There is something that they're doing called
an update to House of Wolves? Or as another DLC?
They haven't said if it's going to cost anything like that. They just said there's going to be a raid further down the line. There's going to be a bigger update with a raid in it. I don't know if that's going to be paid DLC or they're just going to give it to us. Also, they are going to do a new thing with House of Walls, like a three-man arena mode. They said they're going to talk about that more like on the 9th.
Is that PvP?
I don't think so. It seems like it's PvE.
Huh.
So it's probably going to be like a survival mode type of thing.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
I'd be down to play some of that.
Sounds interesting. I have not.
I mean, I would definitely have to use my my revive for that.
I definitely have not touched Destiny since Bloodborne's come out. I've been pretty hooked on Bloodborne.
If you guys haven't actually played it yet, with the new update, they have a jukebox in the hangar.
Oh, that's cool.
That plays some Bungie music. different types of that. So, from what I understand, there's around like 9 20-second songs, something like that. plays randomly, random songs.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So Google Fiber came out in like North Carolina, right?
And it's coming. Why is it coming out in North Carolina but not over here?
I think certain cities are just giving them permission to do it. I think that's one of it.
Google is here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But so Time Warner Cable has been feeling the pressure.
I don't know how much that pisses me off, dude.
Increasing people's speeds up to like 3 times. So people that were getting 15 megabytes per second.
For free, right?
For free are going to be getting 50 megabytes per second.
What the fuck?
Paying the same price.
That's almost as much as I'm getting.
Yep. All because Google Fiber's in town.
Sons of...
Isn't
Google Fiber free?
No.
Looks like they'll be they have something... Out. What was the free thing they were doing? No, they were doing free internet, right? They were offering like free internet?
In San Jose, they had free internet.
Free internet.
Just San Jose, though. That's, yeah. Okay.
And it wasn't good, because everybody was tapped into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a new Guitar Hero coming out. Of course, we know there's a new Rock Band. The new Guitar Hero is going to be different.
It's supposed to be super dope.
Only guitar. And instead of like just like your band playing, it's like captured video footage of live audiences. So you're like, you're actually on stage, like in the audience. And instead of the 5-color strut, it's
the actual guitar.
The first 3 frets have on the top, I think it's black, and on the bottom, it's white. And those are your buttons. So you have 6 buttons all in the first 3 frets.
Plus more.
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
That's it. So, you know, your screen will say, like, you know, white, black, white.
Oh, that's going to be a little tougher.
Yeah, it's going to be a little... It'll take some getting used to.
Does it go up, up, down?
Yeah.
Down, up, down.
Yeah. So it'll be more like hitting chords and stuff like that. It'll give that more of the feeling like that, but you won't be having to move up and down anymore. Or across the board.
I mean, which you really didn't.
No, not really. A little bit.
There was an extra button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was like, it would just be like one move.
Do you remember the first Guitar Hero? Like the first Guitar Hero guitar?
Yeah.
The neck was, it was like brown or something. It was like dark brown.
I can't remember. I don't remember it.
I have somewhere. No, I have Guitar Hero 2.
I never got into that. Guitar Hero.
It's fun.
I like it.
So Bloodborne, I know there's been a lot of people complain about the load times in Bloodborne.
Yeah, no, that's like the only thing that's not good about that game.
There's gonna be a patch in later this month, sometime this month. There's supposed to be a patch to fix that, all the load times.
Yeah.
And Bloodborne has hit 1 million copies already.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's
real good.
Really popular game.
Really got to pick that up, Jeff.
I know. I got to pick up so many games, but I say that all the time.
What's that one?
I mean, it's perfect for streaming, dude. People love watching people play Souls games.
Order
1886.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people are pissed because it actually is only like 7 hours of gameplay.
No. Cinematic experience.
It's 7 hours, period, not a gameplay.
Dude, that's so fucking wild.
It's a lot of cinematics.
$60 for that?
It was crazy.
I mean, it's something I'll definitely...
It was true. Remember we were like debating it on the show, and then Dan was like, no way, like, they can't do that.
If I find it at Redbox, I'll rent the game.
Yeah, that's all you would have to do to get the entire game. This is rented at Redbox.
Redbox is three days?
I don't even know.
No.
It's like a
it gives you more time for a video game, doesn't it?
I have no idea. I never rented the game from Redbox.
I've never done it either.
Well, even if I paid $3, you know, for 3 days, whatever.
I mean,
if I'm not going to sit and play the whole 7 hours in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
you can watch somebody stream the entire game in one day.
God, dude, I wish
not even be good at it.
It's times like these I wish Blockbuster was still around.
Yeah.
Or Hollywood Video.
Oh, GameFly.
It's not the same. Because I have to pay a monthly subscription to GameFly.
Pay 1 monthly subscription, do 1 day of Order 1886, get some Bloodborne in there, and then cancel your subscription.
But then I paid $8 instead of $3.
But yeah, but you got an entire month.
I don't know. I don't like the way... Not for video games. I don't like the Netflix for video games. Just not a fan of it.
So did you hear there's a new Dragon Ball Z movie coming out?
Yeah, Battle of F or something like that.
Frieza's coming back.
What?
Yeah.
How's Frieza coming back?
Frieza's coming back.
It's like the fifth time he's come back now?
I don't
know. No, it was the third time. No, it's actually... Wait, as far as I know, it's the second time. I don't remember.
So Frieza, and then Frieza, Robot Frieza.
Frieza dies.
Yeah.
On Namek.
Right.
And then she comes back all patched up by all like robot. Frieza's dad.
Yeah.
You know, come back, and then and Trunks kills Frieza.
Isn't there like a time travel thing that happens at one point where you see Frieza again?
I feel like there's been another Frieza type person, but I can't remember. But yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was it Cooler? Or was it Cooler?
No.
Whatever. But yeah, I don't wanna see Frieza again.
I don't know, I was disappointed with the last DBZ movie.
You don't like the little cat?
It was like the fighting was like, dude, when it finally gets down to the fighting, okay, oh yeah, I'm returning to a Saiyan God, okay. Like, it takes Goku, like, episodes. Like, this takes, like, half a series for him to go, like, Super Saiyan 2. Like, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm Saiyan God now.
And all they had to do was just pour some ki into him.
So the whole time, everybody...
This all takes place...
No, but it had to be from three righteous people, right? Or something like that?
They could have done this at any point in the entire series, then.
Then just to clarify, like, GT is not canon as far as these movies are concerned, right? None of these movies take place after GT or anything like that.
GT, I'm not sure, dude. I don't know, dude.
It's not technically canon. Not written by Akira Toriyama.
Did they show Pan at all in the movie? She was older.
No, Pan wasn't in it.
Yeah. So, see, I don't know then.
It's not supposed to be canon, technically.
But the movie doesn't take place after GT.
It doesn't, huh?
Yeah. All right. Just wondering. Because it's technically not supposed to be canon. GT is not supposed to be canon.
I mean, Trunks is still a kid. Gohan is...
oh, you're right.
Trunks is a kid, and then Goten's a kid. They're still, like, little kids, dude.
Yeah.
And then they bring back... what's his face? The little guy from Dragon Ball.
The little dog?
Yeah, the little dog guy from Dragon Ball. I forgot his name, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Him and his two assistants.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking forward to the movie. But I'll watch it. Whatever.
Alright, well, I think we should wrap this up with the biggest news of the day.
Biggest news of the day. Star Ocean 5 announced.
PlayStation 4 and PS3. God, who doesn't own the PS4 right now?
Xbox One, dude. Don't
look them out, bro. I have a question.
It's not an exclusive.
Mine doesn't say Xbox.
How come the last Star Oceans, like, they bombed?
Number 3, number 4?
Yeah.
I don't... Okay.
People said, like,
do you remember...
Because I was going to get it.
All four of them out in the United States? Because I feel like they left one out. But I don't know.
They had it for PSP. I remember they had PS2, PS3, but...
They had a PS1 Star Ocean.
Yeah, I know. I just never picked any of them up.
Dude, are you sure it's on Xbox One? Because my news story says PS4 and PS3.
I read Xbox One, dude.
I don't think so. Anyway, why are you so hyped on this?
You don't like Star Ocean? Star Ocean, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I was just wondering. Like, I don't know anything about the games. I've just seen, like, I've looked at reviews and, like, I've looked up, like, gameplay and stuff like that. People are like, it's all right. Like,
no, what are you talking about? Star Ocean 2 got, like, an 8 when they came out.
Star Ocean is probably one of my favorite.
The only thing I don't like about Star Ocean is just because I don't like this in any game period is, like, there's, like, 80 multiple endings at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. What should we call it? What
like, Xeno? I don't understand why you don't Xeno like that.
I hate that about RPGs.
I don't know why.
Because I just
why like, wouldn't the I things spent, that you do in the RPG affect your
he
ending?
He wants the right ending.
Yeah,
he
I
wants,
want the right ending. I want
there
60,
is no right ending.
I don't want to get 60 hours into a game and be like, oh, yeah, everybody dies, so you did this in, like, the first 10 hours. I'm like, what the hell?
I don't understand why...
Oh, yeah, that could happen, too.
Why doesn't it make sense that whatever you do in the game would affect your ending?
But sometimes it's stupid things.
Shut up, Dan.
Sometimes it's like the smallest little thing. You talk to this person more than that person. So now, you know, that person says,
yeah, screw you build you. A better relationship with
like
that person.
Like one time.
It doesn't matter. A better relationship is a better relationship.
That's like you could continue on with like a game, right? Like, but like you let one of the characters die. So even if you do good at the end of the game, you still get like a bad ending because you let one character die, but it let
you finish the whole game. You didn't even know it was important by the time they died, you know?
Yeah. Because I did that with Persona 4.
Like, it's,
You let somebody die?
Yeah, but I didn't do it on Golden, so I got the real ending.
I mean, like, you can have, multiple endings, but have it be, like, something near the end, so, like, I can backtrack a little bit and then get to see the good ending.
Oh, were
like
you, that. I know what you're talking about. Where you save, you go back, and you just do that, and then you do it different so you can get the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done
I'm
that.
Fine with that. Yeah, you know, I'll get to make my choice. I found this most fantasy. Okay, let me go check those out. Not, like, 80 of them. I mean, sure, they're small, little, minute things for the most part, but it's kind of annoying.
Can you imagine you read one of those
Goosebumps? The rest of the game, though, is amazing. Goosebumps.
Okay.
Yeah, you know where you can choose?
Yeah.
And then it's like, you made the wrong ending? Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Star Ocean... The second story, Last Hope, First Departure, Second Evolution, Till the End of Time, and Star Ocean 3.
So Star Ocean 3 was just called Star Ocean 3. How come I don't remember that one?
But that's more than 5.
There's PSP ones also.
Yeah, which one's the Last Hope? Because I remember End of Time.
Second Evolution was PSP.
Yeah, that's the remake of the second one, Star Ocean 2.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one right. of them was probably the remake of the first one, probably Last Hope or something like that. And the second evolution was the second one.
Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense, yeah. I don't know, I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
But I've been waiting for an RPG, a real RPG, for the PS4 for a long time now. About a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been over a year.
It's been
over a year since I've waited.
The PS4, Child of Light, but I mean, that's multi-platform. And there's going to be more stuff Ubisoft has announced for Child of Light, more projects.
I don't even mean like just exclusively through the PS4. I just want an RPG, a good RPG, a good AAA title.
Oh, you want AAA?
Yeah.
Okay. How come you haven't played that Final Fantasy yet?
Because that's a remake anyway, dude.
Well, Final Fantasy 15 demo ain't no remake.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know why I haven't played it yet.
Just stream that.
I don't know why I haven't played it.
You bought that thing like
it's still
two
like
weeks
wrapped
ago.
In plastic, and I do this all the time. I buy games, dude, and I don't open them.
Yeah, I felt guilty about that, so I had to crack open Majora's Mask. And I've been playing it.
Oh, I almost wish you wouldn't have.
Huh?
I almost wish you hadn't opened that one. Just kind of kept it forever.
Just not opened it.
Yeah, ever. I don't know, dude. Something about the Majora's Mask. Oh boy, you're talking about the 3DS one.
Yeah.
Whatever. You should have opened it.
That one was was radio. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Open it and play it, dude.
Yeah.
It's a really good game.
Yeah.
I love the dark setting.
Dude. I have that new 3DS and I
play the Majora's Mask,
I haven't
bro.
Even touched the thing, dude.
Let me see, this is it.
Bloodborne, dude. Yeah, that's it. It's that Bloodborne just been killing me. Killing my time.
Grabbing other people's Nintendo products?
This.
Yeah, the little nub, it's awful, doesn't it?
It's weird.
I thought you had one.
No, I don't have one of these. I have a 3DS.
Oh,
I don't have a new 3DS.
Nintendo, new 3DS. Now you're playing with power.
So.
3DS power.
They're gonna make the same. What is it? I can't think of it. What's Shulk from?
Oh, Xenogears?
Yeah.
Or no, not Xenogears.
Oh, that's a remake. That's a remake.
Yeah, it's just a remake of the Wii version.
Yeah.
For the new 3DS.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it'd still be cool to play it in a 3D format.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the go. I never had a Wii, so it'll give me a chance to experience it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wii's. And Wii U's.
Yeah.
I don't care what you. Well, I mean, I love
those?
The Wii. I like the Wii U obviously better than the Wii. I didn't really get too many games for the Wii because the library just kind of sucked.
What
are you talking about? The Mario Galaxies.
The Mario Galaxies was good.
And they had the Metroid or M.
Okay, if you're being sarcastic, Mario Galaxy was actually a good game.
No, yeah, I heard that one was good.
I felt like I was high when I was playing it, and I wasn't. It was weird.
I wasn't even smoking, I swear. Yeah, it was a little.
No, I was
tricky.
Drunk. I was drunk and I was watching somebody play Mario Sunshine. And I thought I was hallucinating. I didn't know what the fuck's going on.
Mario Sunshine.
I was starting to play that.
That was a little different.
Yeah.
It was weird for a Mario game. I think.
I don't think it was even supposed to be.
You know what
be.
They should have done? They should have not made it a Mario game.
Yeah, I think
they... Nah, well, if they took Mario away from that, it probably wouldn't have sold.
It would have been horrible.
Yeah, it would have been really bad. Because it wasn't a good game.
It's just... that whole...
But people still that whole, like, great scores.
Water backpack guy, yeah. Dude. It just... I don't know. He was annoying. He was super annoying. He's just the most annoying
it's
character.
It's what Nintendo's really good at, is making annoying secondary characters.
Hey! Listen!
Like, every time they have, like, a little psychic character, it's like the most annoying guy ever. The Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy Advance Zelda, where he has the hat that talks to him. The super annoying hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Tingle.
Tingle? Tingle's just weird.
No, he's annoying.
Really?
He's super annoying. Ah! I can't do a scream. Whatever scream he does, dude, I can't do it.
So every time Link comes up to him, he just finishes ejaculating or something.
He has this thing that he does. I can't do it.
I bet he does.
Obviously, I can't do it. So yeah, anyway. Yeah, you guys, go ahead and catch me on Twitch.tv/blackholeflare. I'm gonna start streaming again. My PS3 actually started working, but I haven't played a game on it yet, so I'm kind of hoping for the best.
Working?
Yeah, I don't know if it's working, but okay. It turned on, so that's good.
No, actually, my PS4 had frame rate shit.
What?
I think it was Bloodborne. I think Bloodborne was freaking that because I went into the OS and it was working fine. It was just Bloodborne stuff, so I closed Bloodborne, reopened, and it was working fine again.
Okay.
But it freaked me out because of your story. I was like, not my PS4.
Oh man. That's a lot more scary. But yeah, go ahead. Catch me. I'll be streaming more often now.
Flare,
I know I've been on a little hiatus, so.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm back.
You can find me on Instagram at pins831. That's with the Z. And don't be fucking looking at my page and reporting me if you're going to fucking report me.
What? Someone reported you?
Yeah, someone
really?
Reported me. Look it. All because I posted this picture today on my Instagram.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, dude.
She's just sitting there. Just letting
Is that a chick?
Yeah, she's letting him take that picture. She doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be all PC and all sensitive, don't fucking go on there. I'm tired of that shit. But I post video game stuff, too.
You do? It's been a while, dude.
He does it.
Alright, you can find me on the, on that YouTube channel I haven't updated in, like, a couple months.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing something.
Yeah, Jeff's gonna start hosting with me, and we're gonna make that a thing again. But that's Game Days, DAZE, on YouTube. Hit us up, send us a comment, send us some emails, people. UncoreGamers@gmail.com, let's make that happen. I want to answer your questions.
Tweet us at
Uncore Gamers.
Uncore Gamers, yeah. Same thing.
I make it easy for you.
And all right, thanks for listening.
It's my bedtime now.
I believe it.